Hold the phones. Can you see that screen?
I can see a banter screen. Now I can see both of us.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Now, can you see the video screen?
I just see you and me.
Now you see us.
Now I see banter with Bob and Dan.
You do see it now?
I don't know what it is. I
Banter with
see
Bob
banter
and...
with Bob and Dan.
Okay, here we go. And now, get ready, folks. It's time for Banter with Bob Sherwood and Dan Snell. Banter. And now, here's Bob and Dan. Okay. Bye.
This morning, Biden, I don't know what he's doing, but basically he did some sort of an executive order in which he restricted the countries that chips could be sold into, like NVIDIA chips, AI related chips.
So
And
I
he had
haven't seen
numbers
this
like you
yet.
can
I've
only do
been
24,000. Now here's the thing. I really don't care what the executive order said, right? The important thing is that it's all emotional. So the chip companies just went in the toilet.
Yeah,
Because if you
it's
put a regulation out there, it definitely has to do something negative to
what did the
somebody.
market do today?
It's in the toilet.
I
The
mean, the
chip
chip
companies.
are is the entire market or just the
Well,
chips?
I don't, the entire market, I don't know. There's 5,000 stocks in the entire market. I'm talking about the chip companies, which really lead the market. And I'm talking about, people say, well, they're getting out of chips and going over to the treasuries. But the whole point, and I don't know why you can't get this, is that what the hell is he doing? He's only in office for like 11 or more days, and he's screwing up by making these executive orders. And Trump is probably thinking, what an idiot. He's got 11 days to go. He's
One
screwing
week.
up the
It's
chip
7 days.
business.
It's 7 days. It's 1 week next Monday.
1 week. And I guess he can hardly wait till he gets in. You know what stock went up today? His stock. The social media company he has
Truth
went up like
Social went up.
25%. Pardon me?
Truth Social, yeah, he has grown in his followers from about 6.9 to almost 9 million, which isn't a lot when you compare to Trump on Twitter, had 92 million followers. So his Truth Social, while it seems profitable for him, hasn't gained the same follower level that X or then Twitter had.
All right. I don't know
But
what that
anyway,
has to do with
folks,
the.
hey, welcome to Banter. Be sure and like, subscribe, and follow us and share. Say, how about these guys? They banter
Well, they
back and
are. My oldest boy, who lives in Santa Clarita and is attorney, I sent him a banter thing, and he said he's subscribed and he's going to get his friends to do it. He didn't exactly say that, but I think he will. He
yeah.
likes, he does, he listens to a lot of podcasts.
How far is he from the fires? The most important thing, more important than
Well,
our.
far enough that he said he's not in any trouble. They have a little smoke, but not bad. His office was right in Pasadena, so that was a problem, but he's taking care of it. The good thing, he said, hey, what's new in California? We're going to put these crooks in jail. These ones that are going to the fire areas and stealing things, they're going to be
Good.
put in jail.
Good. Yeah,
So
that just
that's a
would really.
surprising thing for California.
Yeah, because they had their less
I
than
had some idiot that
$1,000,
I
let them
know of.
walk.
Yeah, this guy's going to figure out who they are, but I had some, I won't call him idiot. That's not true. He's a smart guy, but he sent me something, how happy he is with the Democratic officials in California. And he picked on this one Republican who said, we need to put conditions on how much help we're, throwing over to California. He thought, oh my God, that's a bad Republican putting some conditions on it. Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But the point is, they ought to be happy. They're getting what they deserve right now. I say that only because every time I read something, they have a fire every year. Every year we hear the same thing. Every year they cut back on the fire. Every year they don't have the bulldozers to go in there and make the fire lanes. Every year I've heard this story for 10 years.
Yeah,
The
you
same
know,
story.
we you're a huge Elon Musk fan, and he is, as I always say, he's from the future. He's 200 years from the future and came back to with all his technology. So picture, if you will, Elon Musk creating these drones or these flying vehicles with multiple, like drones, multiple propellers that could lift thousands of pounds of either water or chemical spray. And so instead of having every once in a while a helicopter plane dropping it, you would just have a whole squadron. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Pretty good sound there. Can you hear that sound?
It's Dan, it's such a good idea. It'll never happen in California.
Well, think about it. They'll
It'll
say
never happen
each
in
unit.
California, but it's a good idea. But the biggest benefit of the drone is that it can fly through some of the smoke.
Exactly.
Just like that, right?
And you could, so if you had literally, you think about it right now, there's like from last count, $70 billion in damage, right?
Yeah, well,
70
you'll be
billion.
paying for part of that.
What
You and I
is?
will be paying for part of that, believe me.
Well, that's what they're
Absolutely.
talking about. So let's say that each one of these drone units cost a half a billion or maybe even $1 billion for, so for 25 billion. So about a third of what they're going to have in damages, you got this strike
You see,
force.
yeah, and I agree. Everything you're saying makes sense, except for one big thing. The money should be spent stopping the fires before they start. We know how to do that.
Well, no, wait
Fire
a
people
minute.
can
We're
tell
going to
us how to do
banter
it.
here. We know how to do it. Yeah, we know how to do some preventative measures with spacing and
Well, okay.
fire,
I'll
but
correct
what?
what I said. It won't stop the fires, but it certainly will mitigate their ability to spread. And if we don't allow the people to go in there and take those bulldozers and make those fire lanes, right? Which
Yeah.
I've heard this off and on for, I don't know, 10 years in California, that the Sierra Club will never let them do that. So they can't do it. So when they jump and these fires spread, what do we expect?
Well, isn't it though the wind because of the Santa Anita
Well,
winds?
yeah, I don't, I can, yeah, I can, I hear that every year too. It's the wind, but the fire people all say, look, if we could just bring dozers in there and make fire lanes, it would help. That's all I'm saying. I'm
Yeah.
not saying it's the only thing that will stop them. I'm not saying it won't stop some idiot from actually throwing a match on the ground. It won't stop a tree hitting a power line and that line causing the fire. Won't stop that, but it might mitigate the spread. So all I'm driving at is if we're going to spend 25 billion or 30 billion, let's spend some of it doing things that the people that stop fires or put out fires tell us to do.
Yeah.
Send some dozers in there, the D9 dozers, and make big swaths of area.
Well, I
And
think that
but will it
this
happen this
particular,
time? No, it will not happen this time either.
yes,
And you'll
no,
pay for
this
our
time's
houses
different.
because the insurance companies are going to get bailed out. Thank God Trump will be in. If it was
This
if Biden
time is
had any
different.
more time, he'd bail out all the insurance companies right now.
This time will be different. This is a tipping point. This is the changer where California will address it. They've had bad fires, but they've gotten progressively worse. They may adopt my strike
They'll
force,
elect
my
the same
drone
people
water
again.
chemical spraying drone strike force.
Here's the interesting. Adam Schiff, who's very, very vocal about most everything that's irrelevant, hasn't commented at all. All he talks about is probably is, I got to still get Trump. Is Trump still getting away with it? Got to get Trump. But is he talking about the fires or doing something? The only thing I know is that the firefighters, but Musk has already said, hey, I'll put my trucks in there, right? They'll become points of communication, and we'll use my what is it called, his spider links, or his links to provide communication to people.
Yeah,
So at least he's
Skylink
doing
stuff.
something. That's so obvious. Why hasn't the governor or one of the senators that said, hey, we got to allow the people to communicate?
Yeah,
Well, the phone
well.
lines are down. So he's actually saying, I'll put my trucks in there, but I'll bet anything that he's prevented from doing it the way he wants to do it.
I've seen some interviews with Governor Newsom, and
Yeah.
speaking of that, I don't think it's appropriate for the president-elect to call a governor of a state in the United States new scum. New scum. That's
Yeah.
not appropriate, especially in a
Yeah.
time when the state is
Accurate,
having
but maybe not appropriate, huh? Yeah.
is what?
I said, is it accurate?
He's a
Accurate,
governor.
ACC or ATE.
He's a governor, and you should be trying to figure out ways to solve the problem, be a solutioneer, not just attack. It's easy when somebody's down, it's easy to kick them. And California's down. Did they make some mistakes?
Okay, is it his job? Listen, he has a lot of jobs. Is Trump's job to figure out how to stop or mitigate wildfires in California? Is that his job?
No, but it's also
He
not
has a
his
lot of
job as
jobs.
president-elect. Now, wait a minute. It's not his job as president-elect to throw fireballs and get on social media and say how bad the governor and that they failed. Why can't they say things like, why can't they just go put out the fires? Is just doesn't make common sense. And he always talks about common sense. So I'm going to call him out on that. Doesn't serve the country. And especially if you are a Californian who's lost a parent, a child,
Well,
a
let me ask
cousin.
you this, Dan, since you're an expert on serving the country, what could he do to serve the country?
Donald Trump?
Should he just say Gavin Newsom is doing a good job?
No, what do you? No, I'll
Should he
tell you
say
what he
that?
should do. The governor of
What?
California has invited him and the
Yeah.
vice president to come and
Yeah.
see firsthand so that they'll be
Yeah.
prepared when they take over in 1 week. What he should do is
Prepared for
say
what?
this. He should
Prepared
say,
for what?
when I become president, I will do
Prepared
everything
for
within my
what?
power and budget
Okay.
to help you address these
Are
fires.
you not hearing me? Are you not
Well,
hearing me?
no, because you're
Prepared
interrupting
for
me,
what?
Mr. Banter man. You're
Well,
interrupting
prepared
me.
for what? You kept saying something, but you didn't say anything. Prepared for
The
what?
governor invited Trump to come to California to see firsthand so he can visually
Yeah.
assess and analyze. So then he'll be better prepared to invest his heart and his whatever resources he can to the
In other
federal
words,
government.
we don't know what he's okay. He should be prepared by going out there. It makes a big difference if he sees it. Christ, it's all
Anytime.
I can see it. It's all over the news.
Well,
The
we all
issue
know
has
what we
been,
see on the news isn't
what is
always.
Gavin Newsom doing? He's the governor. What is the Senate? What is Adam Schiff doing? What are the
Well,
senators doing? What are
I
the
saw
representatives doing?
Governor Newsom right out there on the front lines talking to the
Did
firefighters,
he
and
have
he's
a
doing what I
water
think a governor,
hose
he's actively
hooked up
engaged.
to a hydrant? No, he spends most of his time defending why there's no water on the other side of the fire
Well,
hydrant. It's
you
not
and I,
because it was
when the
used up.
facts come out about that, which what Donald Trump says isn't always factual, I think we know that, right?
I'm not saying what Donald Trump says. I'm saying what every time I turn on the news, they say, we, the fire
Which
people
news
say, fire
source?
people
You got to
say,
make
I
sure
turn on
you
the fire hydrant, there's no water there.
have to measure the news source because there's a lot of false information and
When they
misinformation.
interview a person who's there, who just lost their house, they're saying, I talked to the firefighters. They said they can't do anything because when they hook up their hose to the fire hydrant, there's no water. I don't
And
need to listen to NBC, ABC, CBS,
you can always
MSNBC,
find that
CBS.
circumstance. Yes, you can always you could find
Oh,
you,
I see.
if
Okay.
you're
You
hunting
think
for
this
the
person is lying,
if
right?
you're no if somebody is hunting for the exception rather than the norm, but yeah, They've got a crisis out there. So let's don't go to.
Do you disagree that some of these fire hydrants had no water?
No, I don't disagree with that. But what percentage,
so you
Bob?
You agree some of them had no water.
It's apparent that some of them did. But is that 10% and the 10% makes the news? Or is it 90%?
If it was my house, I wouldn't care what percent it was.
Yeah. Well, same thing as I started this conversation of banter. If it's your house or your neighborhood in California, I don't want to hear the president-elect attacking my state and my situation rather than trying to fix it.
Somebody better solutions. Attack it or else they'll be doing the same thing next year with the next fire.
Well, I shouldn't. Not if good leadership
look
arises.
At history. I talked to my California expert who says, I hear this every year, same old story. Fire, uncontrolled. Now this year it may be worse than normal because it hit some of the residential areas, but maybe they'll wake up. One of my friends sent me a text, an email, and said that, the Democrats can handle this. They'll solve this problem. And I'm thinking, what's going to happen? You can sense it. The insurance companies are already balking. My good friend in California has told me that they were turned down for fire insurance. They have to go to some other like secondary insurance company for insurance. And they're paying, thousands of dollars for insurance. And they're not even close to the fire line. So, and by the way, these other people have these, really expensive homes. I don't know what they're going to pay for insurance. But eventually insurance companies, California insurance companies will want Trump to bail them out. That's what Gavin Newsom wants. Bail out our insurance companies. And, oh, by the way, come to find out the insurance regulator for California, that spot was vacant. No one was in that spot. It hadn't been filled.
Oh, interesting.
Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. That's what I've heard.
Huh.
I read that. They said that now they're finding out that in every state, there's an insurance regulator, one of the most powerful positions in every state. They sent they set the regulations that the insurance companies have to match.
And there has to be. There,
this guy
there are
resigned
a lot of,
time ago, and they never replaced him.
There are a lot of economic and financial, political, at every level, this is a challenge. And I just believe they have got to look at this time around and say, okay, we have got to figure out. And I still think the drone, the aerial strike force, 25 drones flying in, whoosh, 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 would be able to attack fires early enough and often.
Well,
I did hear something.
That.
I did hear something the other day that they couldn't use ocean water. They had to use fresh water because of the salt, I guess, which I thought in a crisis
what does salt do?
The salt will damage the animals or the plant life. Again, I don't know if it's Sierra Club. I'm not pointing to them, but somebody said we can't use ocean water.
Let my house burn down, but don't use salt water on my house because
exactly. Exactly.
I
don't know.
This is stupid.
I will, for our podcast, by the time this is being viewed, I will have, through the help of another technology that you and I were out front and up front in December of 2022, you and I started talking about artificial intelligence and put on the free classes. But I will have right now, even as we speak, it's somewhere people are seeing an image of 25 drones dropping water. Because I just created that in my mind.
I have a kind of a technical issue with the drone, but I'm sure it's solvable. And that is, water weighs roughly 8 pounds per gallon.
Yeah.
Right? So you get 1,000 gallons, you got 4 tons of water.
Yes.
Now, I think drones generally are pretty lightweight, right?
It's going to have
to
be
a helicopter. It's a big engine, right?
A hybrid.
But
a hybrid drone.
I'm in favor of anything that allows you to drop maybe not water, but fire retardant materials and fires. I just don't know how effective those are. You know, that's all.
Well, I've seen, I saw some, of course, you just video, but I saw where they will they land that fire retardant, and that whether it's orange or hope it's not Agent
Yeah.
Orange, but pink or whatever, it does put out the fire, suffocates it, and I think they've gotten that.
If it suffocates it, then it means it sucks the oxygen out of the air, right?
Possibly.
Yeah. And if it does, then it kills any animals too around it.
Could,
Animals
but
need
there's got to be a
oxygen to
way.
breathe.
If it and drone might not be the right perfect technical word, but they've got these helicopters. You've seen these helicopters. I'm sure you've dealt with it in your engineering background, your years of manufacturing, where the you see these helicopters that carry these, 3 ton, 3 or 4 ton devices. So you've got to be able to, and it
Of
doesn't.
course, we've seen it, Dan. If we're watching videos in the last week, we've seen it a half a dozen times. What's your
I'm
point?
not talking about fire. I'm talking about construction projects when they take a big weighted helicopter, the
I've
old,
seen that too. Now, what's
yeah.
your point?
But you're right. The weight would it would take a special powerful drone.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm right or not, but it's going to take a little more power than you probably put in most drones to carry the weight. But that's beside the point. Is it a good idea? Sure. Are there other ideas? Sure. Will they ever be implemented in California? No. Next year we'll have another fire. So,
No,
because
this is
it won't be in
it.
the same spot though, because this place will all be will be under construction, right?
This is the
And
defining
the next
moment.
argument, and poor Trump is going to have to deal with the insurance companies and Newsom, who what he really wants from Trump is for Trump to give to take the government's money, that's my money, and give it to people in California to do something with, or back up the insurance companies. Remember, how many years ago was it the big insurance company that went under, we backed them up? It was AIG, I
I
think.
remember that. I remember
They were
that.
we had to give them like $150 billion. They were an insurance company. You know what they are today? A successful insurance company.
Because we bailed them
But
out.
we didn't get any money out of that. The
Here's my
taxpayer
message.
got
Here's my
totally taken
message
advantage of.
for California. For oops, where to go? For California. Up, you got to really, these days with technology, be better than you were yesterday. Be better than you were
Yeah.
yesterday. So whether you're,
Well, for them, that's pretty easy, right?
yeah. Well, for me, for you, for California, for Donald Trump, be better than you were yesterday.
Be better, be better. Okay, I'm all in favor of that. I was
Yeah,
very good
because
yesterday, and I'm even better today.
you came up with the saying, and the company actually was EDC, right? Every day counts. You've always said that. You're still a young man, and every day counts. You're always doing something good. So that's why we're
I
here,
try to
folks, on
make
this
every day count. I try to
podcast.
get up every morning. I try to get up every morning and do something meaningful. And today I did. I did a number of things meaningful today. This is meaningful because this is a legacy podcast that's going to go on for years and people are going to listen to it. I hope they do. I hope they subscribe to it. I just listen because I'm telling you, folks, what we bring to it is 150 years of historical perspective. And anybody listening to it, most people were born in the 80s, maybe somebody in the 70s. And
Wait, I still think we
unfortunately,
got
I
some
wish I could
60s.
say things get better and things change, but so many things stay the same. There's a saying in French, which is, oh my gosh, et ceteris paribus. Anyway, it has to do with, plus the name shows, no, plus the change. Anyway, it's more things change and more things stay the same. Plus the change. Push to the main shows. That's what it is.
Ah.
And I think there's some truth in that. We still argue about politics. We still argue about immigration. We still argue about taxes. And innovation is still a big argument. But I'm happy to see that Meta finally said, hey, we admit it. Our fact checkers have been biased. They truly have been biased. And we're sorry. We're definitely sorry about that. We wish they could have not been biased, but you know, we didn't know they were biased. We didn't know they were biased. Oh, they were biased? Well,
I
they're
think there's
gonna live now.
bandwagon, just like in
Hey,
sports teams.
fact checkers. Go look for another job. And just like that, all the
Well,
fact checking. Looks like some catastrophic event. He said, "Oh, and oh, by the way, here's $1 million for your, for the inaugural ball." But I'm
I
getting
think
through
it's
all those fact checkers.
bandwagon. It's
It must have
bandwagon, just
stolen.
like sports. The
How could
team that's
anybody?
winning,
It's like
everybody's going to get
with a
on the
straight
Trump
face.
train.
Yeah. Yes. We've had a lot of fact checkers. I've heard some of the fact checkers are saying that everything he said was not factually correct.
Well, everybody's getting on the Trump train. It's a bandwagon thing. You got to make sure that you donate money and everything. And I understand. He is in power, and I'm hope. You've used the word hope, and I think for the country there should be hope. Find economic hope, strength in the world, hope solving wars, hope energy costs. I'm hoping that he immediately addresses that. Hope for some change and deregulation. Hope for unity. Hope for his inaugural address that will be one of unifying.
Yeah.
Hope that he will lessen his rhetoric and his style, and that his
Yeah.
legacy will be one that
Yeah.
totally is different than formerly.
Well, it's wonderful. I really appreciate that. You know that hope is the one, according to Greek mythology,
Oh, this is good stuff.
hope, the goddess of hope, was the only goddess they did not let out of Pandora's box.
Are you serious? I'm going to
The
have to do
goddess
it.
of hope.
Hey, Google, turn your volume to 10.
Because the Greek, let me finish the thought,
Okay.
because the Greek gods, the mythological gods, believed that hope would be the most misused of all of the secrets that came out of the box. The old
Really?
story, who was the first spiritual person? It was a tribe somewhere in Asia or someplace, and lightning struck and a tree and started the fire. And a guy walked out of his little house and he said, "I started that fire." And from then on, he became the spiritual advisor to the whole tribe.
Because he started the fire. Hey, Google.
And he said, "I'll do it again, but I'll have to wait till another storm comes."
Hey, Google, in
That's the
Greek
goddess of hope.
mythology, who is the god or goddess of hope?
No,
According to
hope is the
Wikipedia,
goddess.
in Greek mythology, Elpis, ancient Greek, Elpis, Romanized, Elpis, lit. Hope Elpis.
is the minor goddess of hope, about which the Greeks had ambivalent feelings.
Elpis, not to be confused with Elvis, but
Elpis, right,
Elvis,
Elpis, right.
Elpis,
And the
Elpis
point
was
is
the.
that that was the only
According
goddess
to Wikipedia,
hey Google,
Elpis,
stop. let out of Pandora's box.
How about that?
Because, and hope has been misused over the years. If you come with me, give me your money, you'll make 25% a year return. I guarantee it. And if you do and you lose all your money, you deserve it.
Well,
Anyway, that's all I got, Dan.
once again, banter. We have bantered about fires, solutions, commentary, hope. Once again, folks, on Banter with Bob and Dan, we
Remember,
cover
guys
it
and gals,
unscripted.
the harder you work, the luckier you get.
That's the truth. And
I'll see
try
you.
one bold thing every day. Something in the back of your mind say, I don't think I could ever do that. Whether it's asking for a sale, whether it's calling, if you're depend boy or girl, if you're calling a girl or a boy, or if you're doing something that you think, I can't do that, whatever it is, if you think you can't, you won't. But if you try it, make the bold move, watch what happens.
I call it audacious. You have to make an audacious move. Audacious.
Audacious. Good word. That's a good word. We should get, I'm
That's
going to
all I
ask
got.
Google just for our
Marcy, a lot of
listeners
stuff
or
going on. We
viewers.
got a football game tonight. We had some football games over the weekend. I was hoping Denver would beat Buffalo, but they didn't. And the Chiefs have to play the Texans. Houston on this weekend. That'll be
Houston.
a great. We are 3 games away from the Super Bowl now, or 2 games
Yeah.
before we get into it, right? All
It's
right,
going to be
that's all I got,
three-peat.
Dan. Wrap it up, boy. What's
It's
our
going to be
takeaway?
three-peat, folks. Banter with Bob and Dan. We've been doing this now about, what, 3 weeks? And let me just say this. It's the hottest podcast in the universe.
This
It's
is it.
got to
And I'll
be in
tell
the
you one
universe.
more thing.
I might be
Once we hit,
exaggerating, but
remember this. Once we hit 1,000 subscribers, once we hit 1,000, we're taking all of our subscribers on a vacation. Mark my words, once we hit 1,000, we're going all of us on a vacation.
oh.
That's all I got. Get us to
That's powerful.
1,000.
That you heard it here first, folks. You heard it here. So let's get to 1,000. Let's get there and stay tuned. We'll be back
Guarantee
probably
it.
tomorrow.
Yep.
And as it is said, onward and upward, stay winsome. And Bob, any closing thoughts for these great followers?
No, that's it. I've already said
Okay.
it.
All right.
That's
Bye,
it. Close
everybody.
it up. See you later. See you, Dan.
Join us soon.
Bantery, bantery to banter or. Goodbye.